Welcome to our train tour of the historic Northeast. My name is Ms. Mariner. I will be your guide for the next few days. When not leading tours, I work in my town's local history center, so you'll hear a lot from me about the past as we go. Our tour will take you to many different places. Each one has a story to tell about the Northeast and its people. As we visit these places, I want you to look for the answers to three questions. First, why do we call the Northeast the birthplace of our nation? Next, why did our nation's first factory start here? And finally, what large cities are found in the Northeast? You'll hear and see clues to the answers to these questions as we travel along. Watch your step as you climb aboard. Our first stop will be the beautiful state of Maine. We are at West Quoddy Head in the eastern corner of Maine. The tribal name of the American Indians living here is Wabanoki, which means living at the sunrise. And they are. This is the most eastern point of land in the United States. The sun rises here before anywhere else in the country. The West Quoddy Head Lighthouse was built in 1808. Its light and foghorn continue to keep ships from crashing into Maine's rocky shore. Some people find foghorns annoying, but my grandfather didn't. He trapped lobsters near here. On a foggy day, he liked to say, there is no prettier sound than a foghorn's moan. The Northeast coastline is dotted with harbors where boats and ships can anchor safely. These harbors weren't always here, however. Long ago, this coastline was smooth. Then Earth entered a long, cold period known as the Ice Age. Mile-thick sheets of ice, called glaciers, spread over much of the Northeast. As the glaciers slowly moved across the land, they carved deep grooves into the coastline. Later, the ice melted. Then the sea flowed into these low places. That's why you see so many harbors along the Northeast coast today. At our next stop, you'll see what glaciers did to the mountains of the Northeast.